Well, let's turn to immigration now. 2 years ago, gang violence and poverty in Central America drove tens of thousands of people to cross into Mexico with the hope of reaching the U.S. To stem that tide, the U.S. expanded its enforcement efforts by assisting Mexico at its southern border, and it worked. Last year, fewer migrants made it to the U.S. But human rights activists say there's also evidence of a rise in abuses. Lauren Madelon from the Fronteras Desk at Here Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
To set the scene, let's get on the river that separates Guatemala and Mexico, Rio Suchiate.
Rucho!
We're on a raft, one of dozens, that ferries people and goods back and forth 24-7.
Corn, beans, rice, oil, eggs.
That's Guatemalan Carlos Mejia. Deported, he says, from the U.S. last year. He wouldn't tell me why. Now he's part of a floating black market that also includes U.S.-bound migrants. Authorities on a legal border crossing, a bridge about 200 yards away, look down and do nothing. Mejia says there'd be riots if anyone actually tried to seal this river because people need the work.
Any these days, police or the government try to come and close this, this is going to be a big trouble.
This border between Mexico and Guatemala remains porous even after the U.S. convinced Mexico to start Plan Frontera Sur, its southern border plan, in July 2014. Mexico sent at least 300 immigration agents to the south, raided trains and migrant hostels, and set up mobile checkpoints in the Mexican interior. 2 years later,
lo que pasa, mira, ve que somos migrantes de la República de Nicaragua.
At a small diner north of the border, a man from Nicaragua asks for money to continue his way north. His worry now? You're a trophy catch right now, he says. They're hunting us down, he says. Since 2014, Washington's committed at least $100 million to support Mexico's southern border program. As of February of this year, $20 million's been delivered. At least one Mexican immigration agent is grateful for the help. She'd only talk if we didn't identify her, fearing retribution from her superiors. The agent showed me her credentials, was in uniform, and arrived with a trusted go-between.
Que he presenciado los que son los CBP de Estados Unidos.
I've seen U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers here, she said. She said CBP agents work regularly inside a migrant detention center near the border. Our border is weak, she said. U.S. agents interview migrants that we catch. They can identify people we've deported before, and that help has been crucial, she added.
Entonces, en esa parte, ha apoyado al instituto.
In the first 13 months of Plan Frontera Sur, deportations of Central Americans from Mexico rose by nearly 70%. Some critics say that number comes at the expense of human rights. Clara Long is with Human Rights Watch in San Francisco.
U.S. involvement in the southern border of Mexico is worrying precisely because of how hidden it is, not just in terms of what the U.S. is doing, but what Mexican authorities are doing with U.S. support.
Mexico and the U.S. don't speak openly about their work in southern Mexico. Responding to our request for information on U.S. participation on the Mexico-Guatemala border, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said, quote, "We support our Mexican customs and immigration counterparts with a variety of technical assistance and capacity-building programs aimed at both enhancing security and facilitating legitimate travel and trade." Adam Isaacson at the Washington Office on Latin America isn't surprised by the statement's vagueness.
There's sensitivity about anything that looks like the gringos coming down and telling them what to do.
Meanwhile, Mexico's Human Rights Commission says complaints of extortion and violence by immigration agents rose by 52% in year one of Plan Frontera Sur. In one case, agents are alleged to have beaten and robbed a Salvadoran migrant of the equivalent of $1,000, then deported him. In another case, agents are accused of collaborating with organized crime to extort migrants for the right to continue north.
I think it's a crime.
Human rights worker Diego Lorente is one of the few people not in law enforcement allowed into the detention center.
No, pues es que el Plan Frontera Sur.
He believes U.S. pressure on Mexico complicates an already chaotic environment.
está sufriendo ahora mucho más que hace dos, tres años.
The situation for migrants today, he says, is worse than in the last two or three years. If migrants do make it past the border into the interior of Mexico, they face numerous checkpoints manned by a stew of law enforcement agencies, immigration, police, the army. Yet thousands of migrants are undeterred. All across the southern border region, you see groups of them, in shelters, in buses, on the roads. Despite the challenges, Mexico's southern border remains a trampoline to the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Lorne Madelon, reporting in Chiapas, Mexico.
A trampoline to the U.S. Lorne's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. Tomorrow, how Mexico's southern border crackdown is making migration north more difficult and dangerous.